Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome to Elevated Places, live on Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy to have you with us again. Today is Thursday, March the 6th, and we are basking in the light of the concluding part of Savior's Day 2014, How Strong is Our Foundation? Can We Survive? The message delivered by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Part 1, February the 23rd in Detroit, Michigan at the Joe Louis Arena. Part 2 at the Nation of Islam's flagship mosque, our headquarters, Chicago, Illinois, Mosque Mariam, this past Sunday. Absolutely phenomenal. And I was talking with my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, who's joining us this evening, and our IT specialist, Sister LaDonna Muhammad, about Part 2. We're breathless and speechless, but we'll find some words. And we're going to have to help us out tonight finding those words. Two very powerful young people that will be joining us shortly. And I just want to say, leading into tonight, and of course, Elevated Places, you can join our conversation by calling 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091. But this is a forum where we exchange intelligent thought, and we are solution-oriented. We state the problem, but what we are interested in is the solution. Now, as I mentioned, we have some brilliant young people with us this evening, and I want to note that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to the Nation of Islam that his delivery of the time and what must be done, which I know will live forever, Brother Terrence, in history. And he gave us 58 episodes of that. And he said his best helpers in delivering the message of the time and what must be done, which I believe is, as he stated many times, the final warning, not only to the U.S. government and to the leadership, both of the ostensible government and the shadow government, but to the American people and also to black people whose Savior has come. It is to save us that Master Farrakhan Muhammad came here, to us and also specifically to the members of the Nation of Islam community who have pronounced our allegiance to the Star and Crescent, to our God, to our Christ, to their anointed. He's talking to all of us. He left no one out of his message. And so to say, Brother Terrence, to our young people, that his best help was the Twitter army. I think that is monumental, to say the least. And so I want to go to you, Brother Terrence, and thank you so much for all that you do You are just a multifaceted genius. You're all over the place. That's why Dr. Salam calls you Flight Lieutenant. We know you got some kind of hookup with one of the baby planes, but it's cool. It's all right. I just know I'm not going to be left behind because I know somebody, okay? But we got a lot of callers already on the line. And before we introduce our guests, I'd like you to give us a little update on what's going on around the nation, which is the Nation of Islam.
Praise be to Allah. And, you know, already you mentioned two of the most earth-shattering, spirit-lifting lectures by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Savior's Day 1, and we always know Part 2 is just that left hook. And you can go to store.finalcall.com, store.finalcall.com to get your personal copy, or just go ahead and tune in regularly to NOI.org. You can go to the archives and watch it for yourself, parse it, study it. And you can also go to NOI.org and go back through all of the time of what must be done, all 58-week series of the time and what must be done. You know, it's almost like you get a CD or, well, people may not remember CDs, but you may get an album and they get some bonus tracks on there. So the minister was supposed to go 52 weeks, but he added 6 more weeks in there. So you got some bonus additions that you definitely don't want to miss. So go to NOI.org. We want to also talk about the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper and the front cover talking about President Obama and his initiative to save young men, and he announced at the White House, but we know that we wonder the rest of what that program is going to bring or do, but you just want to go ahead and get your copy of the Final Call newspaper and learn about that initiative that President Obama has put out. And as you're looking for the final call, if you're looking and you can't find a brother on the corner that particular day that you're looking for the final call, don't worry about it. You can go to digital.finalcall.com. We have now gone digital, so you can get your full copy of the Final Call newspaper at digital.finalcall.com. So you can pull it right down on your laptop, your iPad, your phone. Don't worry about it if you can't catch the brother or the sister that lives in the office. Just make sure you go get it online. And late, you know, in a few, we're going to be talking about this new book that's out. This book is on point. Dr. Ava, I grew up in a church, and I used to have these little Bibles with just special little Bible verses. So you have to read the whole Bible if you want. Just little verses. Or, you know, when we was in school, we had the cliff notes. So you didn't read the whole book. You had the cliff notes. You could just run through it. You just need to catch what the meaning. Just get some essence of what's going on. We got a new book called The Teachings 2.0. The Teachings 2.0. All of the tweets by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I mean, he got so precise answers to questions on here, talking about how say, how do I bring you to a campus? He said, have the desire and have the will by the students and the support of the administration and everything to work yourself out. He just gives good, quick answers, and he answers the question, what should I know or how should I start a business? And he said, look, find some people that you can work with, access the needs of the student or the people that you want to serve, and then start going to work. He gives clear and precise Twitter answers that you can look at, and it's a whole book, and it's just $5. You can get that at store.finalcall.com. But the Teachings 2.0 is off the chain. We're going to talk more about that with our guests. Also, the Houston Youth Conference. You can go to the youth conference. They're having that again in June 13th through the 15th, and that's going to be you can go to noisahouston.com /TRYOUTH Summit. They're having that net summit, and last summit last year was off the chain. It was good. And for those that are in the nation, we are, and that are not registered members of the nation, we are having our Unity Fast. So we want everybody to join in because we teach how to eat to live. We get the message of good eating, proper diet. So we're having our fast. We had a good wholesome meal today, and we're going to come off of another wholesome meal on Sunday. Also, our elevated contributors who's traveling right now, he had an engagement, so he may call in later from his cell phone. He will be in Greensboro, North Carolina, doing a Savior's Day event on March the 23rd in Greensboro, North Carolina, at his old alma mater where he taught and graduated from, North Carolina A&T, but he will be speaking there for a Savior's Day event. So we have a lot of things going on. And look out and listen for more about our Grandmaster, Anthony Muhammad, is doing national training. He's crisscrossing the country, and we're going to have a national training near Chicago June 6th and the 7th, martial arts training. And you don't want to miss that. Learn how to defend our community. And last
right.
but not least, I just want to thank my actual Moss, Moss number 92. I was scheduled to be gone to the great city of Detroit, but I had to postpone the trip because of some work obligations and tours that I'm getting ready to take on. But they gave me a ceremony, flowers where I live. They gave me some appreciation and gave me an actual plaque for some of the things I've done in support of our Moss. But I bring that up not to elevate me, but to make sure that we actually remember and love and show appreciation to those that are in our midst. We don't want to appreciate them at their funerals. We don't want to appreciate them when they're sick. We don't want to appreciate them when they're out of our midst. So, you know, that's why we have the show Elevated Places, because we want to show the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that we're on the job spreading this teaching and this message to elevate our people. So continue to listen to this show and support our sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, the host of Elevated Places. And you can tweet her at Dr. Ava Muhammad and get her lectures at avaspeaks.com.
Thank you so much, Brother Terrence. And I do want to let the listeners know, if they don't already, we are streaming live on WKBOL in Waterloo, Iowa, 100.1 FM. And also, Elevated Places has a broadcast version on the legendary Chicago station, the Talk of the Town, and that's 1690 AM in Chicago, WVON. It is an incredible, incredible honor to be on that station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern. And if you are not in Chicago, you just download the iHeart app onto your smartphone or tablet, and you can listen to it. In fact, you'll get better audio than the people on 1690. And before we introduce our guests, I do want to remind us of the loss, and you made me remember it, Brother Terrence. We are really mm-hmm. devastated in the Nation of Islam by the loss of Chokwe Lumumba.
That's right.
I had the pleasure of meeting this incredible brother several times over the years, my years in the nation. This brother, who was just a profound lawyer and activist and represented just about everybody, including Tupac Shakur in Mississippi, and at the age of 66, he had just been elected mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. And in fact, I think in the near future we're going to have to devote a program to what is going on there. And
right.
we know that Mississippi is a core area where the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors poured into the soil. That's where Emmett Till was murdered. That's where the civil rights activists, the three activists, Cheney Goodman, and the other name is escaping me, were murdered during the efforts of the civil rights movement in the 60s. But this is a place that has a history of murdering our people. One of Minister Farrakhan's loyal ministers, the brother of Sister Shelby Muhammad, brother minister at that time, Aziz Muhammad, died strangely in a car accident driving between Tupelo and Jackson, Mississippi. And I was with the minister when he got the call that the brother had been found dead. This is an issue for us. Because Mississippi, most of the counties there are more than 80% black. When you go in the Mississippi Delta, it is like going in a time machine. You have many of our people still living exactly like we lived in slavery. And Chokwe Lumumba supposedly died of heart failure. The local officials, and we have a story by our renowned senior editor, Askia Mohammed, in the current final call that you need to read. And he said that the local officials said that Mayor Lumumba suffered from heart failure. And here we go again, refusing an autopsy. Here you go again, white people saying, you don't need to know what we're telling you what it was.
Right.
And the family, of course, was unconvinced. When I first heard it, Brother Terrence, because I remember him, you know, he's a tall, slim brother, very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 66 years old, which nowadays is by no means an old man. And he had just been elected, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan donated on behalf of the Nation of Islam the $15,000 that was needed to have an independent autopsy performed. And we are waiting now from the results from our own independent pathologist, who is, in the minister's words, a heavyweight as a medical examiner, because we want to know what circumstances our brother died under. And we're not going to accept from the enemy their perception or their analysis of this. But I want to say that a medical hospital person said this to the final call. Quote, he did not fit the profile of a heart patient.
Right.
The ones with congenital heart defects die before they are 50. And the ones who have cardiovascular disease later in life are seldom trim and slim, as was Mayor Lumumba. He had survived a bout with prostate cancer, but was believed to be in excellent health. And so we will keep the Elevated Places listeners updated, but read the final call. And as Brother Terrence said, it's digital now. And speaking of digital, speaking of being up to date, right down to modern times, quick, fast thinking, we want to talk to two incredible people. And we have on the line Brother Jesse Muhammad. Now, Brother Jesse has been on Elevated Places before. He's a very popular guest, in fact.
That's
and
right.
He has been a registered member of the Nation of Islam since 1997 and is a member of the iconic Muhammad Mosque number 45 in Houston. And this brother is known coast to coast, and beyond our circle, not just within the Nation of
That's
Islam,
right.
but way beyond our circle, and specifically in social media. And he is an award-winning blogger, journalist, news analyst, and social media strategist. And he's the force behind the Twitter army. So we want to welcome Brother Jesse Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Jesse.
Wa alaykum salam.
All right. So good to have you on, beloved. And joining you is Sister Akila Muhammad. Now, Sister Akila is coming to us from the fabulous Mid-Atlantic region, out of one of my favorites, Mosque Number 4, Washington, D.C. And she graduated with a bachelor's degree from Drexel University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in business administration, and a dual concentration in entrepreneurship and marketing. And think about what the minister has been preaching to the young people. What are we majoring in? Okay,
mm-hmm.
What things can we bring to the table in nation building? So this is a sister with what we need, business, entrepreneurship, marketing. And she is the marketing director and CEO of Impressions 24/7. That marketing company is the one that designed the layout of the book that Brother Terrence just told you about, The Teachings 2.0, The Twitter Sayings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Volume 1. And Sister Akila also hosts her own blog talk radio show called Proclaim It. And it focuses on the good works and accomplishments of young, emerging servants in our nation and community. And it celebrates the positive strides that we are making. And inshallah, we'll continue to make. And Sister Akila has hosted Twitter parties at her local mosque. And that's one of the things we want her to help us with tonight, is how we can, all of us who are listeners and participants on Elevated Places, which is a huge number of people, so that we can do the same. And she recently, of course, put on a powerful workshop, Savior's Day 2014 in Detroit, Michigan. Welcome, Sister Akila Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, beloved.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen, and how are you?
Well, wonderful. Now that you and Brother Jesse are on to help bring me deep into the 21st century, you know, I remember when fax machines were the rage. Okay.
They were.
So,
wow.
You know I need help. Finally, I was telling Brother Terrence I need to go to an Apple tutorial so I can make really good use of my iPad. But tonight we want you all to talk to us. And I want to say to the callers, during the course of this discussion, as you call in and talk to Brother Jesse and Sister Akila, feel free to share with us what you lifted from Minister Farrakhan's message this past Sunday. And, of course, that's one of the power, that's the power of Twitter, is this ability to bring to the world abbreviated wisdom and knowledge, something I'm still trying to work with because I'm too long-winded to do this 140 characters. I always find myself, I'm just going and going, and then I see this just indicator that I'm over the limit. You know, and then I got to go back. I start taking words out, and then I get frustrated. So let's start with Sister Akila. Sister Akila, your company designed a layout for the new book, The Teachings 2.0. Tell us about that book, how it came about, and, you know, what put that book out into the stream of commerce. And I think, as Brother Terrence said, this is something we can get to people because they can put it in pockets and purses and bags.
Right, yes, ma'am. Well, actually, praise be to Allah, Brother Jesse actually reached out to me and asked me if my company, Impressions 24/7, if we did book layouts. And so when I told him, yes, we do, I was just very thrilled to be given an opportunity to do that for the minister, because this is like the Hadith 2.0. Like, this is
Ooh.
So, and that's from Brother Jesse. That was his word. He said it first.
Yes.
That, so we... Very
that's what I thought when I first saw it. Here it is.
And that's powerful what she just said. That's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody caught that, the Hadith.
Yes.
The teaching.
Yes, sir. Now, I understand, too, that you host, in addition to hosting your own Blog Talk radio show, and I see you're up to date. You make maximum use of the Internet. But these Twitter parties, I mean, what are those about? What is a Twitter party, okay, and how does it work? Walk us through a Twitter party.
Well, yes, ma'am. When I started doing Twitter parties, what I did was I realized a lot of people didn't know how to properly use Twitter to tweet with the minister. So my first, before I even had a Twitter training session, and once I did a PowerPoint and I was teaching different believers how to even get on Twitter, how to use the hashtag, what is trending, and just really took an hour or so to really teach everyone how to be a part of the army and defend our minister. So that was the first thing, and then the Twitter parties was really about the fellowship of us getting together to watch the minister together and really take in what he was saying and tweet together so that we could really feel like we were all part of the army, if we were down battlefield together.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, Brother Jesse, what gave you this idea? Because as Sister Akila was saying, you approached her. You are such a man ahead of your time. What gave you this thought about this?
Well, first,
book?
Yes, ma'am. Well, first, I want to thank you, Sister Ava, for having me back on the show. It's such an honor. And I want to say publicly again, I appreciate you being such a wonderful role model for brothers myself since my high school days. So I want to first say that. I thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, sir.
But the, yes, ma'am, now the Twitter book, now, it was not my idea, definitely. As the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan started handling or answering questions on Twitter, the more he started answering, the more my folder on my computer started to pile up. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, after the first year or so, he said, "Brother, what do you plan to do with all of this?" I said, "Whatever you want me to do with it, Brother Minister." You know how we have to answer the same way. So it was at that time we started thinking about it. We started discussing about putting it in book form. Now, it was something where he kept going and increasing and answering questions, and it just became so overwhelming, and I did not know that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan would get so deep off into social media like this. So over a year or so ago, he said, "Well, brother, I think it's time that we put it in book form." And what gave us the sense of urgency, Dr. Ava, was last February, after the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan met with our sister Mary J. Blige, and you and I put together the responses to those social media questions related to the movie Betty and Coretta. After that time, the enemy stripped the minister of over 60,000 Twitter followers within 2 days.
Ooh.
And it was at that time that it hit me. I said, you know what? These folks control these mechanisms, so we need to document the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's digital footprint. And it was from there that we had determined together that it's time to put this in book form and document the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's impact on social media. So it first started with getting with our great transcriptionist, Sister Nubian Muhammad. And
yes.
Then from there, I'm happy to say that this book, outside of the company that printed it, this book was handled by all believers in the Nation of Islam, from the editing to the transcript, to the cover photo, to the design, to the layout. This is all Muslims that has had their hands on this book. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is very proud that we got this out. So I have to correct my brother Terrence. This is nowhere near all of his tweets. This is
right.
Just his first year from 2011 to April 2012. So we now have enough content, Sister Ava, right now to put out another 6 to 7 volumes. That's how much the minister has been answering questions on social media. Hadith 2.0 for real.
And Dr. Ava, I just wanted to jump in and say one of the things that Brother Jesse said that was so profound, Answer the Killer said, when he said about the Hadith. We know, you know, in Islam, it was the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that recorded the words of the Prophet. So, you know, as we're watching this unfold, you know, the believers are the one grabbing the ministers because, you know, we gave homage and gave thanks, or the minister gave thanks, you know, to Brother Joshua, because Brother Joshua pushed the minister to make sure that he got on the airways so that people could hear this word. And then the other ones came around to take technology to the next level. Not only is he on the internet, now we're tweeting about it. So the minister, you know, he wants us to go out and reach our people. So one of the things about Twitter, you can't have this long dissertation. Twitter makes you be very, very precise and to the point about what you're trying to teach to reach our people. So that's a skill set in doing Twitter. So as Akilah was saying, how do you use it? First, let's use the functionality of this tool. And then once you learn the functionality, then you have to really have precise thinking about what you want to say as you tweet it out. So it's helping us even in our thinking. So this skill set that is producing through Twitter and those that are working with it, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And I know later, Brother Justin, I just don't want to forget before the call gets too long, that there's people that I see, like a Sister Naira, Brother Mine, Sister Lisa, that use Facebook and Twitter, and they tweeting all the time, and it's constantly feeding the, as Sister Kilo was talking about, trending. They're constantly getting the word out of the Minister Farrakhan. So when Brother Jesse said we have to document our own thing, that is very key, because
when he said that they stripped him of 60,000, they understood that he's reaching too many people. So we want to make sure that on their, you know, we're going to still do what we're going to do, but we're also going to make sure that you have it in hand so you can have that documentation. That's one key thing that you do, Dr. Ava, in writing books, and you are a very strong advocate of us reading. So we're glad that this book is coming out, or has come out.
That, yes, both forms of communication are essential because the printed word just has its own way of penetrating the subconscious mind. When we read words, it appeals to a certain part of the brain on the higher level, and so that's why I think this was just ingenious to come out with this little booklet. And then, as you just said, Brother Jesse, and pointed out to us, this is part one of what could easily be 6 or 7 volumes. You know, the minister mentioned recently, I think most of us heard it, about one, you know, he wondered out loud if what he was bringing on the theology of the time and what must be done might have been too much for us. And I said to him recently that I think it is, in this sense, that the knowledge and wisdom is from a new world, and it is on the highest plane. The clarity is mind-boggling. We're so used to living in a cloud of confusion that when the sunlight bursts through full blast, we squint and turn away. And so this is needed. It's needed for us to give our people samplings of this, almost like when you're at the movies and they show the trailers, to pique your interest in an upcoming film. And you see the trailers, and then it makes you say, well, I want to go and see all of that. You know, and I think that's priceless. It's invaluable what you all are providing by tuning us into the value of Twitter, because sometimes, especially those of us in the older generations, we can dismiss an entire medium because we sometimes mix the filth and the degenerate type of material that the devil is sending across the airwaves and in cyberspace. We equate that with the medium, and it's not true. It's not the medium. You know, it's the content. And you are, you know, helping young people, especially, but all of our people, start to get a taste of what pure, unadulterated supreme power is. And I think that will create in them a desire for more of it.
Absolutely, and I will add, Sister Ava, as Sister Akilah was talking about the Twitter parties, you know, I have to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because we're talking about a man who personally told me that, he said, brother, the Internet is not my thing. He said, I don't get on computers. I got people that do that. This before he started the Twitter account. And he said he had an aversion to it. You know, he wasn't into the iPad like that. But this, I've had a chance to ultimately see the minister in student form, that you're talking about a man who speaks 4 to 5 hours, and now he committed himself, Sister Ava, to strive to answer questions in 140 characters as much as he could. And when he would be responding to these questions, if he would go over, he would get frustrated like you. He'd be like, that's too long, bro. Let's do it over. And he said, one time he said to me, he said, brother, this is good training. He said, this trains us to get straight to the point and not use so many words. He said, we can prove it in no limit of time, right, brother? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, Twitter show making you prove it in no limit of time and in no limit of characters. I said, yes, sir. So I'm saying the minister submitted himself to learn this, but it reminded me of him doing this as a master communicator, Sister Ava and Brother Terrence and Akila. You know, in Surah 27 in the Holy Quran, it speaks about Solomon, who understood the speech of the birds. And many scholars have translated this as a metaphor of his ability to convey messages from one place to another. So Minister Farrakhan loves the people enough that he would humble himself to engage in the modern means and methods of technology so he can reach the people with his father's words. That shows how much he loves us. So his little tweets now, read by people all over the world, allows them to soar above higher planes of thoughts and actions like Solomon with the bird. So it's no coincidence that Twitter symbol is a bird is because the Solomon now has dictated how social media will be used for years to come. So that's why we want to do a Twitter watch party, because why? If they can act a fool, excuse my language, but if they can act a fool for scandal and deception and have cakes and
wanted
to show them that we can trend righteousness and truth, and we can get cakes for Farrakhan and balloons and signs and that. And people all over the world saw it and said, man, these people are ride or die for righteousness and not for deception and scandal. So we sent a message on behalf of Minister Farrakhan to the world that with his guidance, the Twitter army can shift the conversation and the consciousness of social media, and that's why they're hating us on trending, because it's too much of a threat now. But we are overjoyed that we are a threat.
Absolutely. As he said Sunday, you know, he said that you can tell a man by measuring his enemies.
Come on now. That's
you know, and when your enemy is the government of the United States of America, there got to be something to you. You know, so.
That's right.
And I love that backup, as you said, that wiping out in the twinkling of an eye of 60,000 made you say, wait a minute, we got to have a backup plan
and
deserve this. Now, I want to note real quick that we're joined by our illustrious Elevated Places contributor and analyst, Dr. Rizzi Muhammad, who is joining us. He was in a meeting and still took time to run over and make sure, because without him, the program is a little wobbly. So, Dr. Rizzi, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes.
Good to have you on.
And I just like to say this to Brother Jesse. You know, I call Brother Jesse the liberator because he got Minister Farrakhan out of that communication jail that they had put him in by keeping him away from the college campuses, et cetera. And through the Twitter army, he's getting going right to the youth. And now the youth can really feel a part of this battle and see their place in the struggle. So I'm so thankful for Brother Jesse and for bringing this this Twitter army into play. So now the young people don't have to sit around and wait on getting involved. They can get involved now, and they're doing it. They're loving it. All praise due to Allah.
It's very empowering. It's very empowering. We're gonna go to the phones for a moment, and so we can get started on our callers. And we have Brother Joseph calling us, and he has a comment. Welcome back to Elevated Places, Brother Joseph. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sister.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And
you're live.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sister.
Yes,
I want to give the greetings to everybody that's on the panel. Because tonight is really, it's a blessing night for all of us, because now we have these brothers and sisters on who understand and who know and don't mind doing what the members tell us for to do. So I want to congratulate y'all, Brother Jesse, Sister Keela, Brother Terrence, you, Sister Ava, and Dr. Rigney.
Thank you, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. And I just want to say, you know, like I say, how the minister was telling us about Sunday, about going out again, going all the way out, don't stop until your casket's wrapped. Because we know once our casket's wrapped, ain't nothing that we can do. So why not do what we can do while we still got this casket on top of this earth? But I want to thank Allah. Like I say, I ain't got much to say. I'm just so happy. I'm just so thrilled. And, you know, that's it. I'm just ready. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Brother Joseph.
And Dr. Ava, I just wanted to jump back in, and it's something that Dr. Ridgely said that really sparked something in me that I wanted to say about Sister Akilah, and I actually want her to respond, is that, you know, he think it was something, but I'm trying to get my thought together, but the point is, Sister, he reached out to Sister Akilah to see what she could do,
And the beauty of that is the humility of Brother Jesse. It's like Brother Jesse always looks for those fresh talent, and me and him are the same spirit. We're looking for the young, because I still work with a college student. I'm still acting like I'm part of the youth, and we look for those that have talent. And it wasn't that he just picked a young person, but she was doing stuff. So when Brother Jesse was talking about who we should have on the show, I was like, oh, yeah, she already my Facebook friend. I know who that is. But I met her, or I remember her, from doing works and doing interviews at the March on Washington. And I saw her there when I was working my job, and she was moving around doing stuff in her garment with her hair, scarf on, being the MGT Vanguard that she is, but she was doing the work. And she's not looking for notoriety. Her work speaks for her. So when I read her bio, I was like, good gracious. But she was already in the work. So here's an example of the youth that the minister is looking for that's doing the work and loving spreading the minister's word and using that which young people are on to get the minister's word out. So it's a beauty to see what Sister Keela is doing and working with young people and older people to utilize their skill set. Like I said, she has a degree. She don't have to be doing no Twitter party. She can go into whatever, quote-unquote, corporate America, you know, and make the kind of money, but she's doing this for our nation. That's a beautiful thing when we can be in-house and use our young people and bring them up in this process. So I really thank her for being on her job. You know, she was thanking us for being on the show. I said, I thank you for doing the work.
Yes, sir. Right. Crazy. And just to respond to that, I wanted to, I guess, give this encouragement to other people who may have felt like I did a few years ago, feeling like I'm young, but I have an idea. I have something that is valuable for the Nation of Islam, and I want to do something. And I know for me, when I prayed that prayer back in, like, 2010 and 2011, saying, Allah, I can do something. When I was being kind of pushed aside or saying, people were saying, oh, no, we got it, or, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it, sister. We'll do it this way. I joined the NOYYC, and we just decided that we were, all of us were from all different places around the Nation of Islam, and we decided we're going to do something. We're going to give the youth a platform to speak, and we started our Blog Talk radio shows once a month, and then we put on a workshop for Saviors Day. And after that, we all kind of felt like, okay, well, we can just do. We don't have to ask people for permission to do good. From that, we just started doing things. We started getting other youth together, finding out about each other's businesses, supporting each other. That's what it's going to take us. We have to take our position in the nation. We can't wait for somebody to give it to us. And praise be to a lot of brothers like Brother Jesse, who will come and assist us, because he was a lifesaver so many times on giving us guidance on, okay, yes, maybe you should go this way, or what do you guys think about this, and just really helping us to stay together. So for anybody who has an idea or has something really good that they want to do, I say get together with other people who want to do it too and get it done, and don't wait for somebody to give you a position to say, okay, now you can do this, because that's never going to happen. You have to just do it.
I love that, because, in fact, I was talking with one of our ministers, one of our more progressive ministers recently, and he was reminding me that when the Minister Farrakhan and those who were under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came in, as the minister had told us a little while back, you know, they didn't. The nation didn't really have a youth program as such.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was just in the nation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the same teachings, the same training. You're under the same restrictive law. I remember when we opened up Muhammad University of Islam in Chicago when we purchased Mas Mariam. And the minister had me teach Islamic studies to the girls. And it would be in an assembly form. And there were children in there from kindergarten all the way up through high school. And I said, Brother Minister, how am I going to do that? How do I teach 5-year-olds and 16-year-olds in the same class? And he said, what difference does it make? This is Islam. This is Islam. They will all understand it in their own way, and they will all be attracted to it in their own way. And Sister Keela, I think you that message you just gave, it really needs to be delivered to the youth, because in imitating white people, a sense of entitlement has set in.
Come on.
Where a lot of times the young people are like, well, what do you all have for me? Okay, do you have a forum or a platform or a post? No. Nobody had anything for Minister Farrakhan. He just said it the other day. You know, as soon as he heard that word, he was so overcome, he just immediately ran out, and everybody he could make listen, he taught it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so as Sister Keela is saying to all of us, you know, when God is driving you to your purpose, what, once God puts something in you, who is it that you're consulting with? I mean, whose opinion are you trying to seek if you've gotten the ultimate truth? You know, and so, no, you go and you move out. And that's why things are happening and will continue to happen. And just lastly on that point, I remember when the pioneers, Muhammad Mosque No. 3, Milwaukee, brought a busload of charter bus of pioneers from Milwaukee to the Salaam restaurant. I mean, they had families who dated back to 1935 whose parents had been under Master Farrad Muhammad's voice. And they said that back in those days, you know, the FOI would just go out in the barber shops and out on the street, and they would just give people actual facts. And they would talk about the lessons and the student enrollment, and they would go, and one brother said, that's how I came in the nation. He said, because a brother came in and asked me, did I know who I was? And he said, you're the original man. You're the Asiatic black man. You're the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. And the brother said, has anybody ever told you that before? And he said, no. He was stunned. Because, you know, this is when we were color people and Negroes. The Negro was considered dignified. He said, no, I didn't know. And he said, well, if you want to know more, just come on out on Sunday. And remember, he was telling us that's how Malcolm built his ministry. And so
right.
I don't want us to take what Sister Keela is saying lightly.
That's
you know,
right.
I want us to take it to heart, because it's the essence of what our assignment is right now. You know,
that's right.
Very beautiful. So we're going to go back to the phones, and we have... As-salamu alaykum, Dr. Salam.
Wa alaykum salam, family.
Welcome back. We haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, I've kind of been on the road a little bit. I'm very active in this Get Covered America, and I've
yes, sir.
I'm in the southern region, so I'm trying to...
Excellent.
Go around 2.5 states to put out the word about getting health care. But I hadn't strayed away from my duty, though.
Oh, that we know that. We were looking for you.
Brother Jesse, assalamu alaikum, Sister Keela. And I know the owner of Ridley Gardens is there, Dr. Ridley. Assalamu alaikum. And our wonderful flight lieutenant, Brother Terrence Muhammad.
All right.
Brother Jesse and Sister Lakila, we have no worry. You are with a brother who has the ability to fly from Chicago to Kemet, Egypt in about 42 minutes. There's nothing for us to worry about. I'm passing the devil every day just patting my butt at him. Because I know I got a brother that can get me out of trouble. But I just, as to Twitter, it is a blessing. And I'm a part of that Twitter army. And sometimes it's 20, 40, 50, 80 deep, back to back. And that is so powerful.
Wow.
But when you look at the word Twitter, It really means to utter a succession of small tremulous sounds as a bird. And that's exactly what our beloved minister is doing. It means something that's vibratory or shaking. And where he was opposed to such a thing on the social media, it took our youth. That's why it's so important. And the minister, as well as each one of you, and especially Dr. Ava, really loves our youth. That's where the fire is. That's where the energy is. So when I hear Brother Jesse, Brother Akilah speaking and teaching and sharing the way that they are, it just makes me so very happy to be 63 years of age and hear such talent coming from those young brothers and sisters. But in closing, I would just like to say, if the Twitter words that our minister is speaking and his army, if all of that is wrong, then why would an adversary desire to block a message that is wrong from a man whom they say have no methodology, no liberative prowess, filled with hatred, and not worthy of leading his people? Look like you would urge that man to keep on if he's going in the wrong direction. But the problem is he's uncovering you, Satan, and he's also taken away all of your glory. And at a certain point, the lost found tribe of Shabazz is going to look at you and just look at you in your face and just say, you wasn't a damn thing from the beginning. And they're going to stand up and join this army. And I just thank you for letting me share those words. And and Brother Jesse and Sister Akilah, I love you. I mean, I am so proud
of you
and what you are doing at your age. The minister needed you. It took you Sister Akilah and other to turn his focus back to a cause that he could manage. And I love you for that. And I'll listen to the rest of the show. Thank you, Dr. Ava. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Dr. Salam. You always bring it. And, you know, as I was listening to Dr. Salam and remembering, you know, on Sunday there was a particular point where the minister zeroed in on the youth. And I lifted those words because I want to repeat those words. And he said, what is going to happen? The intensity of the whipping is going to increase. The weather is going to get worse. The calamities are going to get worse. The white man is going to kill some more of us. In fact about it, he is preparing now to kill our young people. And then he turns to the young people and he says, I've been trying to warn you that killing your brothers that God came to save, both you and those you are killing will earn you the wrath of God. It is already written that those who rebelled against Moses and Aaron were bitten by fiery serpents and cockatrices. And then he quotes Jeremiah, Numbers, Isaiah. Fiery serpents means angry white folks. Can't you see how angry white folk are looking at you? They know the future for you is great if you come to God. But if you're going to go back, maybe, and do the same old stupid thing that you were doing before we talked, you may not make it out of the day, the week, or the month if you go back to practice the foolishness after you've heard this word. Some of you will die before next week because you don't believe that God is angry with you. Death is already in our community, and you are the agents of death to yourself. And I just read that to quote or to reference Dr. Salam's comment, how critically important the Sister Akilahs, the Brother Jessies are. This isn't just us patting some children on the back.
That's right.
At a PTA meeting, oh, you sang a good song or you read that poetry. This is the salvation of our youth, because this is where they are in the social media. They're not watching the Today Show. So, and they're not reading newspapers, including The Final Call. You know, they have to get something to arouse the brain to even lead them to The Final Call newspaper. And I'm coming more and more to appreciate Twitter and Facebook for those purposes.
Yes, ma'am. So, David, this is Brother Jesse. May I add something to that?
Yes, please.
Well, first, of course, man, when you're reading those words from the minister, gave me the same type of chilling feeling I had when he first said it.
Yes.
So serious. And to bear witness to what you all are saying, and thank you, Dr. Salam, for your words, and you too, Dr. Risley, and I love you too, my brothers. The Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan shared with me after Savior's Day, where he said that it was the youth that made his Savior's Day, and he saw the Spirit. Of course, he reiterated this to us in our meeting.
Right.
But he told me, he said that the Spirit that he saw in the youth that they brought to Detroit, he said he knew that that was directly related to what they have been doing with social media in the Twitter army. Mm. He said he has not seen this spirit in the youth with love and feeling a sense of purpose and ownership in their nation in years. And he said he knows that it's born out of the work of what we're doing with social media. That's to show the power of that youth have connected around the nation and the globe. They've been sharing ideas, sharing one another's music, sharing events they're doing, connecting. They had booths together at Savior's Day when we met one another in person. Some of us had never met before. When they embraced one another, because we've been tweeting and Facebooking so much, so today it was like we knew each other, you know. So to
Yeah. Say,
it brought this sense of community and spirit to the youth that he has not seen in years. So I hope and pray that those who have taken this lightly to know that the minister definitely does not. And lastly, to the point that Dr. Salam made about opposition, Minister Farrakhan said once they stopped, they started blocking us from trending, Sister Ava and Brother T.C. Minister Farrakhan said, he said, congratulations, now y'all know how I feel to be blacked out.
Come on. Yeah, call
said,
everybody, tell them you made it.
Exactly. And he said, but if you don't have opposition in your life, he said, that means you're not doing something right and you're not doing anything of significance.
Exactly.
So he said, if they would take the time to block our little Twitter army, then we must be doing something significant. And to show Sister Ava that the enemy is now watching our digital footprint and why it's so important that we represent and defend properly. The ADL, in their last several articles, they have talked about the Minister's Time and What Must Be Done series. They've talked about his Twitter account, and just a couple of days ago, they mentioned his Facebook page post. These people are watching and following because they understand now that this now is a righteous weapon in the hand of Farrakhan that's beating them further down. They couldn't even contain him and deal with him from the rostrum. They couldn't deal with the research team. They couldn't deal with a Sister Ava or a Brother Abdul or a Brother Ishmael or Brother Nur. And now they got to deal with this digital army. They're at their wits' end. So now we know that they have to plot and plan, and they are now, ADL, as it was reported, is working with Facebook to enforce policy to shut down people who are promoting what they call hate speech. Who are they talking about? They're talking Minister Farrakhan and the Twitter army. So therefore we know, brothers and sisters, we should be overjoyed, because if they're coming at us like that, that means we're spreading the truth, but we know we can't rest on what we did yesterday. We have to double down, increase our work, and make them even more angry. So I want to thank those Twitter Army soldiers with the inspiration of you, Sister Ava, and the research team. They've been having our foot in the behind the ADL on their website.
Come
on. Every time they act like they want to say something about the minister, we jump in on them in the best of manner based upon you all helping and guiding us. So praise be to Allah for Minister Farrakhan and the Twitter Army. We at war, you all.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you
something.
I'll be glad when they do go over the edge and start shutting things down, because then it will bring up the genius in us. Because we got people that will be forced then to develop and create our own service. See,
that's right.
You know,
this
is all part of the separation process. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, Allah will make you separate. And see, what's going to happen is you all are going to be so enraged by that that you're going to go ahead and come out with our own. We don't need these people. Everything they could possibly think of comes out of what they got from us. They didn't make us. We made them. They got the 6-ounce brain. We got the 7-ounce brain. Ever forget that. And our young people understand that, and that's why they will not only not submit to the white man's authority, but you all won't submit to the Negro authority because you know that it is emanating from the slave master. And the only one that they respond to is the voice of Minister Louis Farrakhan.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we got a call coming out of, looks like this is coming out of Houston. Brother Derek is on with a comment. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the
family. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
I'm loving what I'm hearing. I want to say that my comments are directed to every believer in the Nation of Islam. The time has come for us to stop devaluating ourselves. I mean, we are perfect for the time that we are living in. Dear brothers, believers, you are the ones who have made it possible for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to perform his work in the midst of his enemies. It was you who provided the financial backing to the Lamb of God to open up stores, bakeries, restaurants, buy farmland, start the Muhammad Speaks newspaper. And now under Minister Farrakhan, the Final Call newspaper, Power, National Center Drive, Million Man March, Million Families Movement, Million Moors Movement, Muhammad's Economic Program. Can't you see, believers, you are the reason why our nation exist still with the help of Allah. We are still here. Master Farad Muhammad is the power source. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the rose, and Minister Farrakhan is the lily of the valley. But guess what? You and I are the root systems of all three. Think about that. Because how else do the people know anything about Master Farad Muhammad unless we told them? or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We got to stop devaluating ourselves. The minister told us on Sunday. I mean, he just didn't come out and say it, but when Sister Akilah spoke about how the minister talked about not seeking permission, that's right, sister. Because what the minister just did for all of us, he diffused us all in every town, city, and state. And we need to really look at that word diffuse, because that's how religions do all over the world. They diffuse themselves to other countries. Mm-hmm. Let's get busy, y'all. But that's my comment, sister.
That's a profound comment. Oh, my God.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, Sister Ava, and I...
Yes, sir. Ooh, I'm speechless.
I mean, and he just gave me chills again. I mean, you all got me so fired up. But to back with what Sister Keel was saying, too, you know, those that read my introduction to the Twitter book, the minister said those very words at the dinner table. He looked at me and it caught me off guard. You know, anybody that's been at dinner with the minister, you know, I was extremely nervous. It was my first time.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked at me and asked me the question, said, when did we start in the nation, Brother Jesse, asking permission to be a witness of a man who saved your life?
Woo!
I don't know, Brother Master. He said, from now on, brother, you don't ask permission. And look, I haven't asked permission since, Sister Ava, and that was December 2010. He gave me marching orders. But for him to ask that means we have been sitting around being silent witnesses of the Jesus in our midst.
Come on.
I thank you all. You inspire me even more. I can't be silent. We all got to step up.
That's right. And Brother Derek brought to my mind, Sister LaDonna was telling me about a statement Mother Tynetta made about we have to stop being afraid to speak of Master Farad Muhammad. See, what I'm thinking as Brother Derek was moved by Allah to talk to the believers in that little brief time. That, see, the minister once said we use virtue to cover a vice. And he said, for example, we'll use the virtue of patience to cover cowardice.
Come on
right
now.
See, I'm just patient. I'm just a believer. They won't let me do anything.
Jeez.
What does it say, Ava?
Yes, ma'am.
See, oh my goodness, I know I definitely personally have been guilty of that, and I think one of the reasons why we're so scared to really go hard and defend the teachings and just say what it is because we're not living right. If
Ooh.
I'm really...
Hey!
Mm.
Come on.
Come on now.
Tell it.
Like, if I'm my teach every other day, so I can bear witness through her that it's the truth. She's been doing this for over a year and a half now. And she's 22 years old, and people confuse her for a 12-year-old. They think that she's so much younger than she is. If I'm really doing what I'm supposed to be doing, there is no way that my friend or anyone who sees me can say anything against it. But the problem is that we don't really know who the minister is. We don't really know what we've been given, and we're not practicing it. Because if we were, then we would just say it. We wouldn't say, oh, I'm being patient, or I don't know what to say.
Exactly.
Of it. And that's the problem.
We wouldn't
be
wrecking barriers.
That's right.
Excellent point. See, if you're living this life, first of all, you attract people. You just said your sister looks 12.
That's right.
Okay? So then when people find out she's 22, it's like, oh, my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Mm. They're seeking the information from you now.
Mm-hmm.
How to eat to live. And you hand them how to eat to live, Donald B. Elijah Muhammad sure didn't hold back from God in person.
That's right.
Right.
On the cover.
I didn't see him saying, well, this what had happened was. No.
Exactly.
We're so busy trying to maneuver in America and be what the Quran says we are not to be, which is neither this nor that.
Mm,
because we want
right.
to be able to be with the minister and then go back and be with the slave master the next day.
That's right.
And Allah is pushing this thing through the minister to the point where we will not be able to do that in the very near future.
That's right.
But I've got a sister on the line, Sister Naira. She's been on for quite some time, and we had lost her, and we got her back. So I don't want the call to drop. Sister Naira, welcome to Elevated Places.
Yes.
You're live.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Wa alaikum
salam.
You all took the word right out of my mouth. Some of the stuff I was going to say, you all are just touching on it. I guess you put some of my call just in time. But I am in Muhammad Mosque number 1 here in Detroit, and I am also a part of the Twitter army and also the Facebook army. I had to switch to Facebook. I had to do Facebook, too, because I had the same problem with Juicy Saver with the 140 characters. I wanted to post way more. So I switched over to Facebook, but I just want to say it's truly a blessing to be a part of this mission and to help the minister out in the way that we are. And I must admit, and I'm going to be completely honest, I did not join the Twitter army immediately because I was a bit apprehensive about how my friends and my followers would respond to putting that word out there. The minister's word is not something light. And
that's right. That's right.
I was just apprehensive. I just wasn't sure how they were going to respond. So it took me a while to kind of get into it and to start tweeting. But I just had to remember that, you know, in Message to the Black Man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad speaks about that with Islam, it takes away fear and grief from the believer. So if we truly submit to Allah, we should not have fear. And we have to know that we are being backed by the three most powerful men. And it took fear out of me, and I started tweeting, Facebooking, and even where I've been posting pictures with my headpiece, something I never did before on my Instagram and everything, because I just feel like in this day and time, we cannot be fearful. And like you all said, that's a problem with our youth today. We have a lot of fear, and we don't want to stand out, step out on that truth. But I have been getting a lot of wonderful feedback from my friends and followers, you know, just saying, wow, it's so beautiful to see something like this on my news feed, you know, because they're used to seeing the drugs, the sex, the money. They're not used to seeing anything, something that's such as powerful as, you know, the title must be done, UFOs and things like that, or even just seeing a sister covered on Instagram on their timeline. So it's just so powerful. It really has been life-changing for me, because once you start putting a word out there like that, you can't fear anything else. You can walk outside of your head peace, and you can walk around saying, Master Muhammad is on the wheel, because you know already put it out there. And I just want everybody to know that I am with Farrakhan, so I put all that fear aside, and his lecture Sunday was really powerful and weighed on my heart, because I know the condition that our youth are in today. Because I have friends who are not in the nation. You know, I have friends who I grew up with in the nation but fell off and doing their own thing. And I just, you know, I've been going to work every day, texting people, even to other cities, you know, where I used to live, inviting them out to the mosque and just trying to be the best helper of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his work to help the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I just wanted to comment, and I just say that it's so wonderful to be a part of something like this. And I just charge all the other youth to put the fear aside and know that you are being backed by the three most powerful men. And this is what you truly believe in and what you truly want, and know that this world has nothing to offer you, then do what's right and stand on the truth and just stand strong. That's all I have to say. Thank you for having me on the call. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Sister Naira, I want to say, I'm sure the whole panel wants to say something to you, because...
Oh, I definitely do.
You know, I mean, did she not just do like a healing?
Hallelujah. Man.
You know, because she validated our hesitation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She stood, I mean, that was courageous to just say, look, this is what I was feeling. Okay,
right.
I didn't necessarily want my friends, like the lost found, you know, or family, to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we have like 9 Facebook pages, so you got one for your low friends and one for.
Right. Come on now.
Come on.
And then those people that are on Facebook and they have the minister's picture. I'm like, it's called Facebook, like your face. Okay, why are you putting his face? See, to me, that's cowardice.
Come on.
You know,
let me see you.
And I love what my sister just said, because I'm thinking, now, if he will stand up to the U.S. government, who is woofing at countries, okay, bombing and killing heads of state, and he's here in the midst, telling them to come on, and we're afraid to go out with a scarf or a headpiece on or a suit and tie.
Wow.
Because we, you know, I gotta go out with my pants sagging so I can fit in. With who? Some
come
savages?
Right.
And Dr. Ava,
thank you, Sister Naira. But go ahead, you all.
I just want to jump in here because, you know, I'm almost, I mean, literally, literally in tears because, you know, I asked Sister to call in because when the minister is teaching, she is my Facebook feed. I'm like, dang, Sister Nayeri, are you listening to the lecture? Because she is like, I mean, she is like blowing it up. And so I wanted her to call in, but I had no idea of what she was going to say and what she just said. I mean, she spoke to the core of Ritalin. I mean, in other words, she took off the mask and didn't, you know, don't have the pretty, you know, presentation or the pretty words, because that's the reality of when you tweeting the Minister Farrakhan, who's going to stand with you? What kind of friends are going to be with you? So
that's
even
right.
With me, I got on Twitter because of my job, so I'm tweeting all Minister Farrakhan, but at the same time, in part of my work, I'm working with white folks across the country. You know, and is my job going to say, you know, but luckily my boss came to Savior's Day, you know, last year. He was at Savior's Day, so I'm good with it. But some people are fearful of tweeting the minutes because everybody else going to see what you're tweeting and they're going to have opposition. So she spoke highly on
right.
something and spoke real into something, and that's a beautiful thing. And another thing about Sister Nayara, I ain't going to let her get away with it. She was a graduate from Lamoille Owen College. And she didn't graduate at the ripe age of 20, 21, 22, and I'm not going to go how low she graduated, but she's a very, very intelligent sister. She entered in college at a very young age. But I say that because for her to be so intelligent and still following the minister and on fire for the minister and on fire to the point that she's not going to let the world pull her down, that she's going to back the minister and go out there, is a beautiful thing. And I did want to do, because I know we're almost at time, I do want to put out a disclaimer, and not really a disclaimer. I want to be very clear to the hypocrites and the naysayers. When we talk about don't ask for permission, no, we would never ask permission to bear witness to the proof that God has saved us and saved our lives. We don't have to go to no one to bear witness to what he has done and the change that he has made in our lives. Because some people will take it to another level and say, well, now they don't say, they were talking about all these youth going to be going wild. They ain't got to ask permission to do this and do that. We're not releasing
More.
Wild children. We're releasing
More.
The God-given talent in the young people to do the will of God, where the minister said, you are free. Go take this message to the end of the world. If we see him as Jesus, he said at the end of his dispensation of time, he said, now go take this message to the ends of the earth. Now, how you going to do that waiting on permission when you got to call up lines to figure out if you can go next door to talk to your neighbor and tell them what the Lord has done for you?
Come on, man.
We want folks to be free, because Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. So when Naira spoke, she got free through Twitter. That's what I heard. I heard a testimony. She got free to even express her own Islam and stand up on her own Islam in social media, because not only the world is hearing her, her friends are hearing her. How does she feel about that? And she stood up. That's a testimony that we need to hear. That's why we're here at Elevated Places.
All right.
And that's right.
And we're down to 13 minutes. So somebody else has a comment.
I was just going to say this to Brother Jesse real quick.
Yes, sir.
This is why ultimately, family, and I thank the sister so much again for her testimony. It's a proof of what the messenger said about the clean glass and the dirty glass. And we're sitting in the clean glass on social media to attract our people. But it also, it touches me to the fact to know that trending on Twitter ultimately has not been our motive. At the end of the day, we want this word to trend into the hearts and minds of our people. So if we as believers get this word trending in us and our belief and our foundation gets strong, and as we listen to the minister these last few messages, he wants the Christ to be trending in us. So when we go on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and take it from the tweets and to the streets, then when it's trending in us, it will trend in the people. So that's the bigger picture of trending. Let's make sure it's trending in our hearts. And from what I'm hearing from my sister, the Christ is definitely trending in her. Now, she's going to have that clean glass. Praise be to Allah.
Hallelujah.
Love it. Brother Frank is calling from Atlanta. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Frank. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Walaikum salam, Student Minister Ava. How you doing, ma'am?
Just flying high tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I am, too. And I want to thank you. I want to thank all the students of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan on the line, with a special shout-out to Brother Jesse, who I met at Savior's Day. We had fun, love at the drill competition.
Yes, sir.
Bomb, so you know it's really going down.
It's going down.
I just want to say the Twitter Army and the 2.0 book has set a precedence, really it's a hadith, because it's wise sayings of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan to a broad spectrum of questions that he didn't anticipate, that he didn't prepare for, that he didn't, as Brother Jesse has taught us, that he didn't want to know in advance.
Come on.
Right.
And then on top of that, to give the young people 58 weeks of, excuse my French, of AK-47s and Glock 40s.
Come on.
Where all we got to
Believe
do
it.
Now is repeat, be parried.
Come on now.
As a matter of fact, we should group parents up in 12s and put them in a cage, and we all repeat one question and one answer. We have been blessed, and no other leader on the planet has talked about black budgets, the CIA, the power of the will and has stood on faith like the Honorable Lord Farrakhan
None.
And spoke to
right.
the head of Christendom.
And challenged it.
And
man.
Yes, ma'am. And I just wanted, Brother Jesse, I love you, Brother Jesse. I'm ready to come to Houston whenever you're ready, and we put it down for the love, the work that you have put in for us through Twitter
wow.
for the Honorable Lord Farrakhan and Student Minister Ava, Dr. Ava,
uh-huh.
Dr. Ridley, thank y'all so much. We learning, me and my wife, my family, we benefiting from everything that all the student ministers are doing. And just keep your eyes open because we coming out of the A. And that's all I got to say.
It's 20. It's 20. Go ahead. I love it.
Woo.
Thank you. Whoa.
Whoa.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
We might as well circle. Yes. We may as well circle the wagons. We got another Atlanta call. And that
uh-oh.
Is Sister Aisha is calling.
Assalamu alaikum. I wanted to just say that I was kind of slow with the Twitter army as well because I just am not as social, the social media thing. I'm more on Facebook, but it really did inspire us here in Atlanta, and the Vanguard did the headpiece challenge.
Uh-oh.
Which,
oh, that's right.
We did a good 30 days of, just, well, 15, I think, to start off with just posting pictures of us wearing our headpiece in day-to-day activities. Because once the minister was trending, it was like, what are they going to see from the women? Because our fishing and our pushing comes from our dress code. So I agree with the minister who said it earlier, like you were afraid to tweet, you were afraid to Facebook message because you weren't quite sure if you, what you were representing on the days you weren't tweeting. So we just wanted to make sure people knew that, hey, we wear our headpiece at the grocery store. We wear our headpiece when we're at the mall. We don't change clothes. You know, this is an everyday way of life for us and not just for Holy Day of Atonement, Savior's Day, when we go to the mosque on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it was very liberating because a lot of people message like, wow, you know, I don't have as many garments with, like, full-on headpiece. You know, they cover, but they wear drape scarves, they wear tams, they wear some of our alternative hair coverings. But to wear the headpiece and say, this is my everyday life, it truly shows that you represent, you know, the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad under this dispensation with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And it just caught on with all the other sisters. And, you know, we had the cover girl movement, but it's just to show that this is our fishing tool. This when we go to the mall, people start asking questions, then you can answer them. So, no, you don't need permission to live your everyday life and spread the word. Because, yeah, when you walk into the mall with two or three sisters, you're going to get asked questions. Are you a nun? And then that sparks the conversation. Here, why don't you come out
I've
and hear more about it? No, I'm a member of the Nation of Islam under Minister Farrakhan. Have you ever heard of him? So
come on now.
It's very motivating for us. And so now we pretty much purchase a different color fabric every month to get another garment made so that we can, we're not on the streets like the brothers, but we are living our day-to-day lives and showing and proving that this is what we believe, this is what we truly do believe it, and also read our Twitter rants and our Facebook messages to coincide with the look that we're trying to give you.
Come on now.
Oh, thank you for that.
Can I say
brilliant,
this?
Beautiful self. Thank you.
Can I say this?
See, oh, my God. And see, that headpiece is the mark of the nation. I mean, it's, you know, you wear a scarf. It's wonderful to be modest. I mean, with the way black women are looking out here, I mean, any form of modesty is to be applauded. But there's the headpiece is unique to the nation of Islam. And trust and believe, everybody knows what it is. The devil knows, the lost found know, everybody knows. And,
that's right.
And, you know, as the minister said in Study Guide 16, the law of God, unalike attracts. That's how Dr. Yaqub brought this world in. And so the reversal to bring in another world and take his world down, we have to be unalike. And this is when the nations stopped making progress. When we began to look and sound and act like the people we call ourselves converting. Converting to what? You haven't left. Where are you taking me?
Well,
what are you calling me to when you're sitting there getting high with me?
Ooh,
oh, man. You should go to the minister through there. Well, he apparently didn't get through to you. The lost found know the standards.
That's right. That's right.
They know the standards. And they will call you out on it.
That's right.
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't know y'all did that.
Come on. Come on. Come on. That's
you
right.
So it's beautiful, but thank you, Sister Aisha. And we've got, Brother Hoyle has been holding, and we're down to 4 minutes. This went by so quick.
Woo.
Oh,
good show.
Brother Hoyle.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, family. Brother Jesse and the sisters and Brother Terrence and all the family. But Dr. Ridgely and the whole group, this is a powerful show. I know we got short time, but I just want to say this. You know, the minister said, that in the man and the mission, that if we're not doing the mission, we'll be experiencing personal pain. And also, we got to get his spirit every day, sister and brothers. Go out with the spirit. We're saviors. We're signed to say we're going to deliver the 17 million plus 2 million and it's to the Lamb of God, Most Honorable Black Woman, Ms. Louis Farrakhan. Every day, whatever it is, however, you know, the sisters, the young people with the computer and the Twitter and the Facebook, the brothers out there in the street, fishing, you know, I do, you know, I work with the homeless ministry and the fishing ministry here in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, get something, do something in your mosque or study group to bring people to the mosque. Let people know. I work with, sometimes, you know, I'm not trying to toot my horn with myself, but we try to get on talk shows. Do something to let the people know about the time and what must be done to save the Nation of Islam, because, sister, this may hit us when we least expect it. They're going to be coming to us. He said, what did the minister say? We're going to be teaching in stadiums. So in 15-minute shifts. So get out here. When this happens, the people will say, hey, the Nation of Islam tried to save us. That brother tried to tell me about the Nation of Islam. He brother tried to tell me about these wheels. That nigga ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're talking about some UFOs. Dang, I've seen one across the sky. He's telling the truth, you know. So, I mean, what are they going to say? You know, let's get out of here with this spirit. And, you know, it's just such a beautiful show. I just pray that we, you know, like the minister told us to, you know, recommit with our families. You know, like I said, we don't know what the calamities will be, what state of whatever may go down. We just want to be in the good light of our people. You know, don't be scared. I love what the sister said. Don't be ashamed to be a Muslim, you know. Hey,
exactly.
Let them know. You know,
exactly.
Don't be ashamed to be a Muslim. No, you know, like I said, wear your headpiece 24/7, sisters. You know, this is powerful. You sisters, you beautiful. You set the trend. The sisters see the light. You know, they our sisters eating bad. You know, when they see the beauty of the sisters living righteous. You know, also we got to live righteous because, like I said, a lot of us when we are righteous and doing the work brings life. You know, I remember when sister used to get out with some papers by myself. And I said, I just want to get the spirit. I'm going to get out here on the corner.
All right, beloved.
About
thank you so much.
Get out there on the 100. Right. Well, thank you, sister.
All right.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Hoyle. Brother Jesse Muhammad, who's the general of our Twitter army. We just can't thank you enough. Our beloved sister Akila, we're so proud of you. And all that you are doing, and really tonight, I mean, the callers have all brought such profound witnessing and wisdom. See, this is the kind of conversation that strengthens all of us because
it
speaks into the struggle. This is no easy task to follow. I can't even imagine what it's like to have to lead us. It's difficult enough to follow. Because we are actually part of the bringing in of an entire new world order. And so I thank you all so much. May Allah bless all of us with love and the light of understanding. Thank you, Elevated Places.
Join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces.
If you enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new season.